podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in and deep dive into our subject today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, plural. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. The customer service is, I can tell you a story of like, maybe it was 2 or 3 years ago where I couldn't get, it was an older machine. It wasn't one of the newer machines, but I couldn't get it. And they literally sat on the phone with me for almost an hour trying to problem solve. And eventually we got it. And eventually we needed to get a couple pieces kind of sent, but their customer service. And at that point on, they had a customer for life. So go mention Coach Unplugged or Coach Collins or any of us, and they'll give you $400 off for you. I said it right, $400 off your next purchase. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking to become a better basketball coach, you're looking to expand, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for resources, teachhoops.com is the answer. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's better than Netflix because it comes with me. It comes with one-on-one calls. It comes with resources and things to make you a better basketball coach. It has everything that you're going to need in one spot. It has the roadmap set up for you so you know to kind of go tackle the things that you need in order to solve your basketball questions. So go over and check it out. It also helps us pay the bills. So go over and check that out. Also, I said this on a couple other podcasts. We'd love if you go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. Go over and check those out. I think you'll love those. We love sharing with the world, and leave a 5-star review. Let's head off to the podcast.
Today, I'm going to talk about practice and kind of running a championship practice, which, to be honest with you, my team is struggling with right now, but we're going to get better at it, hopefully by the end.
Let's talk about teaching. All right, today, we're going to talk about practice planning. And before I get too far, I know a lot of you, when you're listening, if you're not on YouTube and you're probably listening to this, you are probably doing it on a, like I normally say, on a treadmill or on a commute. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link down below to give you everything you need. We're going to talk about master practice planning. We're going to talk about what championship practice looks like. We're going to talk about some drills I like to do. I'm going to put all those things down in the show notes. Just click on it and you'll get sent it. And that'll probably be the easiest way to get you the material rather than me try to shoot it. Either you have to watch it on YouTube and not listen to the podcast or some other venue. So that's the way I'm going to try to get it to you. So I wrote down some things that I think are important for championship practices. So we'll start with that. We'll do a couple of the drills. I'll put all the drills, some kind of fun games and things we do at practices that I think are really good. And then we'll talk about the big matrix. So I'm not quite sure how long this is going to take, but we'll give it a shot here. And all right, championship practices. So pillars, things that I think are really important for a championship practice. I'm trying the podcast a little different in the sense I'm trying to kind of build some themes. I will definitely bring back the interviews and all that stuff. I have a bunch of interviews I'm going to put up, but I know a lot of us are kind of starting to rev up, so I think it's always important. So first one is absolute concentration. So one thing that we emphasize is guys being focused, guys being in the zone during practice, and that's really hard. Doesn't matter if it's a teenage boy or teenage girl. It is really hard for them to have that absolute concentration, that 3 or 4 seconds of them just being there, being in the moment. And what I wrote is no lapses or focus, attention to details, pointing out to them that the little things matter. That absolute concentration is important. I would much rather have a short practice and have the absolute concentration than have a long practice and have them not concentrating. Again, that falls into my wheelhouse, what I think is important. But I think that would be important for anybody, to be honest with you, because if you're not focused in my math class, I'm sure getting on you, there'd be no difference at basketball practice. So the next thing is, and I wrote it, I didn't write enthusiasm. I wrote authentic enthusiasm, because we've all had those kids that, yeah, go, you know, they're not, you know, I wrote down genuine excitement, honest encouragement, real joy. People can fake enthusiasm. You can, but you can't, fake the energy that you get from it. So I want authentic. I want them to be in the moment. Most of you probably don't know that I also coach boys volleyball, and that's a story for another day. But I have noticed, I can tell you right now, volleyball is a game of momentum, and it is a game of enthusiasm. And if you don't have it, you don't win. You might win some points, and you might win some games, but you're not going to consistently win if you don't have that energy and that enthusiasm. Yeah. So the next thing I wrote is receptive to coaching. If you want a championship practice, they have to be able to take constructive criticism. I tell them nothing is personal. Respond to critiques. Listen to the words that I'm saying. I say that a million times, not only to my own kids that live in this house, but to the kids that I coach. Listen to the words that I'm saying. You know, you are not pivoting toward the basket. You are not finding a body before you box out. Just listen to the words that I'm saying. I'm not picking on you. I'm not being personal. I'm not saying I don't like your haircut. I'm saying, here's what you're doing. Two ears, one mouth. You gotta listen. You have to be able to listen to critical coaching and be receptive to it. If you are, I will make you a better player. And that's what you have to sell. For a championship practice, that's what you have to sell. You have to sell that we are going to do these specific things to become a better player. Meticulous preparation. So we will talk about that at another podcast or maybe a webinar or something like that. You have to be prepared for practice. So I put prepared for practice. I meant that for me. Eat, sleep, study, you know, training room, all that kind of stuff. If you do a training room, all those things are very important to reach to the next level. You have to be not only mentally prepared and physically prepared. And we'll talk about how to prepare. We're going to talk about the kind of the outline of preparing for us, but then more importantly, how do the kids prepare? How do they, I just came from pre-calc, or I just came from home ec, or whatever class they have at the end of the day. How can they prepare themselves for a championship practice? It's not an easy thing. You have to help them and teach them how to do that for sure. Positive body language. Nothing worse than sitting. Nothing worse than, you know, not paying attention. Nonverbals scream excellence. Visible confidence. You know, they have to police each other. I do a big thing with subbing in and out during practice. You know, they have to police each other. You know, if he or she is not doing what they need to do, excuse me for a second, let's take a drink, then you have to police it. You have to stop it. You have to do something to make us a better team. Effortless motivation. Team provides energy, player driven. Coaches never address that. You know, I've talked about that. That leads into the other one. Teammates first, team before me. And that's a hard one. And then again, you have to teach them what does that help? You know, are you helping? If I'm a point guard, am I helping the other point guard? And then a competitive family. You know, I personally grew up in a competitive family. I think a competitive family is good. I know that my son and I had a summer playing Catan, and with my nephew and my niece, if she was not. Work doing her internship out at Google, would be part of that competitive family. It makes us better. It teaches us how to win. It teaches us how to lose. I think that's important. Competition is healthy as long as you talk about it and you work your way through it. So all those are on one of the sheets that I'm gonna put down in the show notes that I will definitely send to you. Some things that will build intensity during practice. You know, we do 4 minute, we break practice up into short little spurts, 4 minute games. I'm not going to go through everything, but it simulates, you know, you gotta chop the game up. You know, if you play 8 minute quarters, drop it up into 4 minutes. Here's what we're going to do in this 4 minutes. You know, think about the times you've been down or times you've been up. You can't say we're down 20. No, let's get down 10 in the next 6 minutes. Let's get down 4 in the next 3 minutes. I think that's important. That's an important aspect of breaking it into pieces. So that's one thing that we do for building intensity. Another one is we play score, stop, score, or stop, score, stop. And that again breaks it in. You know, you play four games. You know, who can stop, who can score, stop, and score, you get a point. Or if you stop, score, or stop, you get a point. And again, breaks it up into little pieces. And again, I'm not going to go, you know, in a 20-minute podcast talking about all of the nuances of it. You can click down below and read them on the drills. But the reason you do it is, first of all, it's competitive. And anytime you can have a competitive practice, it's good. Second thing is it breaks it up into those small pieces. You're not spending 37 minutes working on your 2-3 matchup zone because they're not going to pay attention for 37 minutes. They're going to pay attention for 10, maybe, if you're lucky. So I think that's really important to be able to do. And again, these aren't all the things we do for intensity, but some of them, I put down some situational stuff. I put down some free throw things. I put down some baseline out of bounds and some sideline out of bounds. Anything you can do to break up the monotony of a practice. Now, in this episode, we're not going to break down the small pieces of a practice. We're just going to break down and talk about, you know, how can we build more intensity in practice? How can we build those kind of things? So I think that's important. And then the body language and that. So when I'm trying to talk in general ease, I can't talk today. I'm not talking in specifics. I put some of the specifics in the handouts below. And again, all the stuff I'm talking about, I'm going to tell you right now, is a small piece of what we do in T-Tubes.com. Good coaches take what other coaches say, and then they add their own flavor to it. So what I'm giving you is just some basics, some things that I think have been important from 30 years of coaching, and then you add to them. Subtract, add, multiply, share it with me. I'd love to see what you guys are doing. Anything you have on that stuff, any questions you have on this, you can email me at steve@teachhoops.com. Steve@teachhoops.com. So it's Steve at the at sign teach and then hoops. So there's two H's there in the middle. .com. All right. And I'll get back to you. So the last thing, and I think one of the most valuable things that I'm going to put down in the show notes for you is I think you have to map out not your season, because I think it's really hard to map out, you know, depending if you're a youth coach or a high school coach. If you're a high school coach, it's 12 to 14 weeks. There's no way you can map out. Unless, I mean, I can't map out my school year from a teaching standpoint. Shoot, I can map out a week or two because things change. Ooh, they didn't get the quadratic formula. I got to spend another day on it. Well, it works the same way with a basketball team. Shoot, they didn't get their help side defense. The rotations weren't very good. We got to do this and this and this, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's what happens, and that's what you as a coach have to do is you have to adjust to it. So what I've set up for you is an Excel sheet. And I've shown, down in the show notes, I'll put both an example of what we've kind of done for our first couple of weeks of how we kind of break it down. And then I'll give you a blank one so that you can do it yourself. But what I think you have to do is you have to, okay, here's my piece of mapping out. I'm using my hands now for those of you that are listening and not watching it on YouTube. I've got this small little piece here of, tryouts. So here's what I need to do in tryouts. Boom, 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 boom. And to be honest with you, a lot of that stuff you can do year from year from year. That doesn't change. Tryouts doesn't change too much. Maybe a little bit, depending on your team, how far along they are. But then after that, okay, you got to map out where the games fall. Who are your opponents? And what do you have to have in? So let me say that again. You have to map out tryouts, first of all. Then you have to map out who you play, when you play, what your opponents do, and what you need to have in at that specific point. So that's the thing. It's like, oh, shoot, I'm playing Team X here. I don't have to be real great at my zone defense or zone offensive quick hitters or whatever it is that you're specifically. So you got to map out those first couple of weeks, and because the first couple of weeks are hard. There's a lot of teaching and there's a lot of instruction going on in those first couple of weeks. So I think it's really important to map out And you could do it just on a calendar too. I do it on there just because I like to see the number of minutes on my Excel sheet. And, and when you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I like doing it on that Excel sheet. So, ooh, I spent 20 minutes there on man, and then I spend 10 minutes here. Ooh, I got to get a little bit more man work before we play Team Y. Oh, shoot. But you can do that on just a paper calendar too, or a calendar online. It's the math teacher in me that I just don't see it as well. I go, oh, I only got 5 minutes on out of bounds plays. Are you kidding me? And we play in 3 days. I got to get some more out of bounds plays. Or, oh, I haven't done anything on quick hitters. How can I work on that? So, all of those things have to be put into the arsenal before the first scrimmage, before the first game, before the first non-conference game, before the first conference game. All that stuff has to be put in there if you're gonna run an effective practice and you're gonna have your team prepared. So, summarizing what we've kind of talked about today or tonight or this morning or whenever you're listening. I've talked about kind of my outline of what a championship practice should look like. I've given you a couple drills or some things that I think are important for doing that. And then I've given you an outline of kind of how you should break down your first couple weeks of practices. All of those things can be found down in the show notes. Okay. I will make sure there's a link down there. And again, we're all getting ready. We're all revving up for the season to start in, 8-9 weeks. Why did I start teachhoops.com? I started teachhoops.com because I remember the 24-year-old coach that lived in northern Wisconsin that was scrambling, and luckily had one of his great friends was a coach and could talk to him and could break things down with. Because I wanted to be the head coach of Pittsburgh, or I'm telling you, I'm being honest. Those were my aspirations. So, I am here to help mentor. I am here to help. There's a finite, as you get older like me, you find out time is probably one of the most valuable resources. And I get a lot of emails and I get a lot of correspondence from all over the world. One of the reasons I started Teach Hoops was to put it in one spot. I can't respond to everybody that emails me. I can't. So it's almost like putting it in a hierarchy. Okay. These people are members of Teach Hoops. These people are allowing, my son to go to college or whatever, because it is an income source for me. So that's where the hierarchy comes. I wish I could help everybody. I wish I was independently wealthy. I do, but I'm not. And so that's why I set up Teach Hoops, so that I could literally help out, right, all the members that we have right now, and that members can help out each other. That's my goal. That's the reason I really want this to grow to a bigger number. I'm happy with the numbers we're at now. I really am, and we're reaching a lot of people. The reason I want more is I figure the more people we get involved, the more input there will be, the more of us. There's been talk in the community about, videotaping each other's practices and putting them up there, and then having conversations about it. Wow, what a great idea! I would like it to be big enough that I could sit and grab some game tape from Dean's team and watch it. So I could, I could watch Holiday's. I could watch Holiday's youth team, and I could help her. I'm not to that point yet that I can. I can kind of some of this administrative stuff that I'm having to do. So go over and check it out. I'm babbling. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. And more importantly, go down below. And check out the free stuff that I'm giving you, the kind of the outline of a championship practice, some practice drills or some things, not all of them, but some of them, and then kind of that template and an example of the template to help you map out as you start doing it. If you're liking these, leave comments. Please subscribe to, no matter where you listen to this podcast, or if you're listening on to YouTube, I ask you to go subscribe. Leave comments. Tell me what you think. If you like the interviews better, I'll go back and do the interviews. I mean, I'm running the podcast for you guys. So tell me what you like, and we'll do that for the next one. So, hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, We love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.